Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If anybody in the world of college football needs the regular season to arrive, it's Billy Napier and the Florida Gators. Because not only are they coming off of a 5-7 finish where they were one game away from being bowl eligible, But now Prince Siri Manly Yellen's coming out with comments talking about the practice habits underneath Billy Napier. And to add insult to injury, try to find 7 wins on that schedule and say, oh yeah, that's an easy stretch. Napier needs the regular season to get here just to silence the critics because he is facing a lot of pressure. But now that Manly Yellen's comments have been made public, is it time for Florida fans to be a little concerned about what's returning to Gainesville in 2024? What's going on, SEC Unfiltered? It's Cole Thompson here. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and the ring notification down below. That way you don't miss a single episode of SECU because we talk about the number one conference in all of college athletics every single day on this platform. Follow me on my own YouTube channel at Mr. Cole Thompson, my own social media page at Mr. Cole Thompson. Follow us on social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. We got you covered 24/7, 365 at SEC Unfiltered. Download the podcast version of the show on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast listening systems. And to keep up with the number one conference in all of college athletics, make sure that you visit secunfiltered.com. So should Prince Siri and Manly Yellen's comments be a concern for Florida going into what feels like a must-win year for Billy Napier? In a sense, yes, but also the concern should not be actually on Manly Yellen's comments. Maybe he just isn't the fit for what Napier wants to run. And even still, he finished with 7 sacks last year, so he did something right playing underneath a guy like Coach Chaos and playing underneath a defense coordinator like Austin Armstrong. But at the same time, the concern should have came up when the head ball coach, Steve Spurrier, came out with comments very similar just 2 weeks ago. Coach Spurrier knows Florida football better than anybody. In fact, I would say probably there is not a more Florida man besides him than maybe Tim Tebow in Gainesville. And even then, both of them can claim that they won the Heisman Trophy, so that's a huge positive. But now, there's more negativity and more conversations and more chaos surrounding the program in what feels like an already chaotic year. Yes, you return your number one quarterback in Graham Mertz, and yes, you didn't lose DJ Lagway in the process, and sure, you got Eugene Wilson coming back for another year, which is really positive, but you didn't lose a lot of players in the transfer portal, and you found a way to self-implode down the stretch when you were sitting at 5-2. These are not things that you are calling a promising outlook for the future for Billy Napier. But here's the thing I will say. The reason why, if you are a Florida fan, you have some sense of optimism, that defensive line is no longer there. And I'm not talking about the players like Manly Yellen. I'm talking about the coaches. The front seven has a brand new defensive coordinator or co-defensive coordinator in Ron Roberts. He's taken over for Jay Bateman at linebacker coach. And Sean Spencer also decided to hitch his wagon to Bateman and become Coach Chaos down at College Station, Texas. So that's now a problem for Texas A&M to deal with. And Mike Elko in the year one will pretty much determine, is this going to be a long-term plan to sustainability, or are we going to crumble under the pressure? It's a new coaching staff. Maybe this new coaching staff cares a little bit more about certain things that Manly Yellen was talking about that ends up actually not being a problem. And the other thing that's really important here, Manly Yellen also is putting a little bit of pressure on himself, because when you say things like, they're helping me learn to attack the football, I'm getting coacher for things harder like that, I feel like at Florida, the way I was coached, it was kind of like almost as if they were telling me to go out there and use my talents, if that makes sense. Well, now you got to live up to the hype, because now you're being coached by people you think are putting the best version of you out on the field. So what happens if you struggle? What happens if all the success that you had last season doesn't transpire over to Oxford? What if Gainesville gave you every opportunity to be a successful premier pass rusher in the SEC and you didn't realize it until hindsight was 2020 and it's already gone? You know what is in 2020, but it could get in 2024? Roback. Roback has come out with its brand new gear, the Azalea Collection, which means it's the best time of the year because they got their great performance polos, hoodies, shorts. It's the best fit. It's the best feel. And there's nothing better than wearing an Azalea shirt during the springtime. Roback's performance polos, they also are so comfortable. I live in the sweltering heat of Houston, Texas. And so during the summer when I go golfing, the only thing I want to frustrate me on my back nine is my back swing, not my back sweat. You know what I get? I don't get that with Roback. Roback instead is form-fitting, it's very customizable, and it's great for game day. So if you want to go ahead and check them out now, use the promo code SECU on roback.com for a generous 20% offer on your first order through the end of the week. That's Roback, R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com for 20% off polos, hoodies, and much, much more when you use the promo code SECU. You want to look good and feel good this summer? Do so by wearing Roback. back to what we were talking about with Umanly Yellen. Again, this is a year where now things are changing. Billy Napier saw the writing on the wall and said to himself, okay, I underachieved last year. This is Florida we're talking about. The head ball coach is now calling me out and other players are now calling me out. I'm in a spot where I have to find ways to win. And honestly, what does a winning season for Florida look like in 2024? You could go to the seventh layer of college football hell. And I don't even think college football Satan himself would say, you know what? This is what you deserve, Billy Napier, in a must-win year. You're such a terrible human being. You're the God's honest worst case possible. Let's go ahead and throw Miami on your schedule, Florida State on your schedule, UCF that's now improved on your schedule. Oh, and you still got games against Texas A&M, Georgia, and a slew of other teams that are much better and well-prepared for you in the SEC for 2024. Best of luck. Well, Napier, I think, took that offseason, realized there's going to be so much negativity surrounding this program because we did finish 5-7. And yes, we did underachieve. And yes, we did self-implode. That I'm just going to have to steer into the skid. Kind of like Umanly Yellen did. Probably wasn't trying to force people underneath the bus. Probably wasn't trying to name anybody by logistics reasons. But unfortunately, once you just steer into the skid, you're like, you know what? I might as well embrace it. And Florida right now is feeling the pressure. And they're in a little bit of trouble. But here's the best part. The regular season tells the full story. There are people on this app. There are people on this network who cover college football that believe there is no offseason in the sport. And they're not entirely wrong. There is no such thing as an offseason with the transfer portal running rampant, NIL collective still being a big part of everything. More importantly, you also have all these changing of the tides, whether it be players going to the NFL draft, spring football right around the corner, you get to fall camp. It's right there. But is this story making headlines if it's August? Is this story actually coming out and being a grand scheme where we're talking about things in the most prominent light if it's week four of the regular season and somehow Florida's sitting at 2-1? Is this story really drawing any interest from anybody out there if there was real football going on? No. And so that's why when I say when you call things the offseason, call it what it is. There's no such thing as downtime in the world of college football. There is 100% an offseason because this story would be nothing. It'd be a straight nothing burger if we were already in the regular season. And you know what? If Billy Napier goes out there and he finds a way to get a win over Miami in week one and then finds a way to get himself to 3-1, 4-2, 5-2, all the way leading up to the going up to the Georgia game, well, wouldn't that be continued progress? Wouldn't that be growth? And with this schedule, 5-2 might as well be an undefeated season because that's how daunting it is.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
So what if Napier does all that? It means nothing right now. Florida fans should be worried about what the future looks like if they are unable to continue to build off this season and more players enter the transfer portal after spring practice. But right now, just embrace what you are. Umanly Yellen needs to live up to the hype now at Ole Miss. And Florida needs to make sure that the new coaches coming in staff, not Coach Chaos, not Coach Bateman, but Coach Roberts and Coach Armstrong, are built for the future. And if they're able to go ahead and find a way to get to 7-5 next year, that might be worthy of bringing it back for a fourth season. I know what some people are going to say. 7-5, really, that's underachieving. He's still under 500. Yeah, but 7-5 with that schedule, that's like 10-2 for most teams. I'm just saying, those who are concerned at Florida by Princey Umanlielen's comments have every right to bring it up in conversations. They have every right to speculate what could the future look like underneath Billy Napier if the right changes weren't made. But changes came this offseason in various forms, offensively, defensively. And what if the players that left this offseason didn't fit what Billy Napier was looking for, but the players that he brought in end up helping you find a way to get to bowl eligibility? I would consider that a win, and kind of in the same process of, you know what you're doing. Regardless of the point, Florida fans, exhale, take a giant breath. Things are going to work out the way that they're supposed to. They're all set in stone. The college football gods have already written the pathway of Billy Napier for 2024. It either ends in triumph or it ends in tragedy. But for tragedy for Billy Napier, might end up being triumph in the long run for you. And what looks like triumph for Billy Napier this season could end up also being triumph for you in 2025 and beyond. I'm just saying. Princey Umanlielen's comments, absolutely, 100%, no questions asked, should raise the alarm in Gainesville. But until you actually see what actually unfolds on the field, it's all negativity, because if you just spew negativity around negative connotation programs. And right now, Florida's in the crapper, so they're going to get a lot of number twos.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.